Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Busy week for me, folks. Some time in Atlanta, both business and personal. My son had a baseball tournament there, but I managed to do quite a bit of work while I was there and visit a few people that are key to some missions that we have going here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Beyond the Mules has got to come out before the midterms because people need to know that the Democrats didn't. There will be no doubt. There will be no, well, I'm not really sure what Dinesh's movie was. We have proof of the Democrats cheating, period, on camera. So if you want to see that, you want to see all the breadcrumbs leading up to the big cheat, we've got it. This will shut them down. Now, will the left report it? Yes, they will, because we're going to make sure. By the way, we've got an event coming up called No Whites Allowed, and it is going to be phenomenal. And, of course, whites are allowed because there's no such thing as white. Look at a piece of paper and tell me you've ever seen anybody that white. So we have no whites allowed. And it's a pushback to the white guilt thing that happens every year up in Wisconsin. We want to make this an annual event. I hope you guys will support it because it is going to be mind-blowing, eye-opening. It is all about the greatness of America and how we overlook color. Content of character. That's what this thing is about. And I hope you will all join in, support it, tell others about it. You'll start getting some details around it. The other thing, we've got Backstage Pass, where we'll start showcasing you guys the things that we're involved in. When I'm in Atlanta and meet with Herschel Walker or somebody, you guys will get privy to all this stuff. You also get a free membership to the Flick Fest, our movie service, which is about to blow up. Got some really big partners coming in on that. Our app is almost done. It's amazing. Can't wait to show it to you. It'll be a app for your iPhone and your Android at first, and then it'll be the TV app. But all that's in development, and we do it on a shoestring budget with a very, very limited number of people. Anyway, that's not what you're here to hear about. You're here to hear about. You know, there's two different hears to hear about. What's going on in the world? And Chuck Schumer, we learned, and I told you this the other day, got Wu flu. Now, it's funny how the people who are vaccinated and boosted are the people getting the virus. By the way, they're also the people who are most likely to be hospitalized and most likely to die. By the way, what happened to Wu flu? Funny how we're not even really talking as much about it. You know, we're not talking about the number of people dying. We're not talking about the number of people getting infected. Suddenly, it's monkeypox and it's some other, well, there's another pandemic coming along. Y'all better branch out. Good luck with that. Where's Fauci the fraud, by the way? I haven't missed him. Just curious where Chicken Little is hiding these days. Under what rock is that little leprechaun hiding? But as for Schumer, I will speak what many of you were thinking when you heard the news that Chuck Schumer had Wu flu. You were thinking this, isn't he at the age where getting Wu flu can kill you? And then some of you took it a step farther and said, you know what? I wouldn't miss Chuck if he didn't come back to the Senate. I'm just going to say it for you. Again, I'm Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what they said.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, D of New York, has tested positive for COVID-19 and will work remotely this week, his office disclosed. Schumer's absence, disclosed by his office on Sunday, will chip away at the already dwindling number of legislative weeks before November's midterm elections and will further shrink his party's slim majority for the week. Justin Goodman, a Schumer spokesman, said in a Sunday statement that the senator is experiencing very mild symptoms. Will quarantine in accordance with the guidelines from the CDC. Good for you, Chuck. We don't have to hear you, see your face, whatever. And hey, Chuck, may karma give you what you deserve.
Let me ask you. Do you know how little Congress has gotten done with the Democrats controlling everything? Think about this. Okay, Joe Biden, the coup president, they cheat him in. He puts in Ketanji Brown, whatever. Still, the makeup of the Supreme Court is 6-3. Roberts has managed to, I don't know, his wife gave him back his naughty bit, so he's voting for us these days. And we've managed to squash the EPA. Get rid of the killing of black babies nationally and dropping a bomb on the eugenics movement and the leftist want to kill black people off the planet, right? And a host of other things that have gone our way. Gun control coming our way. Joe Biden's trying to undo all of this with executive orders, illegal executive orders. They will end up in court. Where are they going to end up? Back at the Supreme Court. They will be struck down, and that will be that. They pushed a lot of nonsense, but they couldn't get all the things that they wanted to get through. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm upset that Trump didn't get to serve his second term consecutively, because that's what should have happened. But you know what came out of it? The devastation of the Democrats. I talked about it the other day. In the news for this week, I'm going to promise you, you will be hearing about Biden's disastrous stolen presidency. And it's been horrible. And now they're even, it's so bad, they're warning us about what's about to happen. Here's what his press secretary had to say about the new Consumer Price Index, aka inflation.
So on Wednesday, we will have new CPI inflation data, and we expect the headline number, which includes gas and food, to be highly elevated, mainly because gas prices were so elevated in June.
So, the White House is fessing up early. Hey, listen, I know Joe Biden said he's going to make inflation a priority, and he's done it, which should scare the daylights out of you. So, now Joe Biden's made inflation a priority. You know what it did? It went up. And I just want to warn you, folks, it's not going to be this 8.6% we've been talking about. Oh, no, no, no. No, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be exactly what you've been experiencing. It's going to be a shock to your system. You're going to go, what? Joe Biden's working on the problem and it went up that much? Why are they warning us? That's what you should ask yourself. Why are they warning you? Let me tell you why. They want to act as, well, we already told you. We knew it was going to rise. It has to rise before it can fall. See, that sounds very guru-esque, doesn't it? See, Kevin, things must rise before they fall. Or they could say this, no, a man must fall before he may rise. You see, it works either way. And it makes you sound like you're really on top of things and you know stuff. But you know what? Captain Demento knows nothing. Biden can't run an economy. He can't even run his household. We'll get to Dr. Jill in just a bit. Short break, folks. Glad you're here. Keep it here. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is the weakest link. Goodbye.
If you ever watch that show, The Weakest Link, back when it first came out, I used to watch it. I thought it was a pretty cool show.
You are the weakest link. Bye-bye. They would send off the person who was the weakest link. Joe Biden is the weakest link. The Oval Office usurper needs some good news. Sadly for him and the party of lynching of Negroes, Joe Biden is not going to get any good news. And what has become the norm, folks? Jobless claims nudged higher. I like how they say that. Higher than predicted? Understand that the people doing the predicting are actually sandbagging. They predict low, and still, Joe Biden can't hit the numbers. Folks, this is when there are jobs. Go drive down the street, you'll see help wanted. Please, help wanted. Bonus if you sign up. Was coming, going back to the airport, I see a truck that says, come drive this pick. You know, it's like one of these handicapped trucks where you go pick up people and take them to the hospital. It said $15.50 an hour. To drive a truck. I mean, for goodness sake, you could be listening to your own music.
And when you're sitting with these old people and you take them to the hospital, you could be playing on your phone, you could be texting, you could run a separate business on the side while making $15.50 an hour, have full benefits, and oh, by the way, they gave a $1,500 bonus. Now, this is not some big, you know, longshore trucker job where you could, you know, you expect to make $70,000-$80,000 a year. This wasn't, you know, some big deal job. This is driving a bus in the city, driving to somebody's house, picking them up, taking them to the doctor, waiting 45 minutes while you do what you want to do, and then taking them home. And you might do two or three of those. I know people that do this. We have friends that run a business like this. And they're paying them double the minimum wage, and all you need is a driver's license. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, to Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You want some spin on those numbers I gave you? We're told that the U.S. trade deficit hit its lowest. I talked about this the other day. Lowest level in May. It's easy to do when you tripled it the previous month. So you go, oh, it's been triple. It's been high all year. Then you drop it up. It's at its lowest level. By the way, the reason that the trade deficit was low, and I told you this the other day as well, China isn't shipping anything. They're on lockdown due to Wu flu. So our biggest trading partner says, we ain't got nothing for you. So then the White House comes out and brags, well, because we didn't get anything from China, our trade deficit dipped to its lowest level. Let me tell you what that means. It means in the next month, we got to get even more products from China, so it's going to jump to its highest level. It squeezed the balloon, Joe Biden. You ain't fooling nobody. Now the CDC is telling us that unemployment, well, we didn't expect it to hit this number. Well, it didn't. It did. They wanted more jobs. They thought they were going to fill more positions than they anticipated, and they still anticipated low. Look, Democrats, let me make it simple for you, because I'm retreading yesterday's show for the most part and talking about this. But I want to talk to Democrats right now. Democrats, pay attention. When will you admit that Joe Biden is a pathetic loser and anybody who voted for him is a pathetic loser? You watched him with his teleprompter, right? You watched the leader of the free world, the Democrats' president, actually read the entirety of a statement and not catch it. I'm not going to talk about it because we've already talked about it, but it is an embarrassment for Joe Biden to be doing this. It's an embarrassment to the country. In fact, I Googled it. Google Joe Biden embarrassment and see what comes up. Google it. You get pages of articles about Joe Biden being an embarrassment to himself, to his family, and to America. Google it. First one that comes up is Washington Examiner, then others.
President Joe Biden made a massive teleprompter mistake.
Biden is an embarrassment to the country. Biden is an embarrassment who can't string a sentence, dot, dot, dot. Joe Biden should be impeached after disturbing video, blah, 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 and on and on. People are, they've noticed, and let me tell you, we aren't the only ones. Shh, don't tell anybody. Democrats don't like Joe Biden. He's got a lot of other problems, too. The Biden family could be a year of Jerry Springer shows, folks. For example, notice how the media conveniently dismissed Joe Biden taking showers with his daughter. Holy mother of Othello! Where's this story? In the archives, filed under Tara Reid? And what about Biden shaking hands with, well, nobody? But do I really need to discuss with you what you already know, folks, about Joe Biden's dementia? A man too dumb to know what to read and what not to read and who has zero comprehension? I think you understand where I'm going with this. Be proud of yourselves, Democrats, and those who turn the other, you know, turn and look the other way as the Democrats steal elections. You want to know why you do it, Democrats? Let me explain. You can't win on your ideas. You can't win in a world of ideas. You're losers. And I'm going to tell you, conservatives, you should embarrass Democrats and say, look, let me just put it to you like this. If you thought we cheated, I would tell you, come take a look. You know why Democrats don't want to look? Why they fight it? Why they send hundreds of lawyers? Why they, let me just tell you, all the things you're going to learn and Beyond the Mules will blow your mind. Why did they do all these tricks? when they claim they want free and fair elections? Why are they letting illegals, letting anybody vote who wants to vote? People that have no investment in this country, and even those that have an investment because we've let them in on the out of the goodness of our heart on work visas or whatever, or they come over illegally and supposedly add to our economy, as the Democrats like to tell you. Why don't we just let these people in? Because we've made a much bigger investment. That's why. America should be selective about who it brings in. Everybody's not welcome. Give me your tired, poor, hungry, who are eager to contribute to this society, and don't give me any more Ilhan Omars, who we told you the other day got booed at a Somali concert. That Democrats don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you she's not popular. They don't want to tell you that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes, that Barack Obama at the end of his term was a pariah that nobody wanted to be around, but they had to leave him around for political expediency. They don't want to tell you the truth, because the truth hurts their party. Joe Biden, a brain dead, a functional idiot is what he is. He can read, but he doesn't understand it, but they don't care. And look at the outcomes. Look at the outcomes of whatever these guys are involved in. The outcomes are horrible. As I mentioned, the White House is pre-warning you that Joe Biden didn't help you. No matter, okay, gas dipped down a little bit. Melissa was telling me it went down 19 cents. Gas went down 19 cents a gallon. Okay, why? Most of these states are getting rid of their state gas tax or the federal tax. That's what dropped it. Is it dropping anymore? Is it dropping on its own? I just got the numbers for barrels of oil, what the cost of crude was. It's still way up. No end in sight. Joe Biden acts like he's helping you. Okay, let me ask you. How long do you think the government can survive without getting its oil revenue? Do you think that they're just going to drop it and say, oh, forget about it. We're not going to recover that. Squeeze the balloon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index is out, and it's worse than the experts anticipated. U.S. inflation reached 9.1% in June, its highest rate in nearly 41 years. The United States is facing a summertime wave of COVID-19, but some public health experts worry the Biden administration is not doing enough. The White House COVID-19 team on Tuesday outlined a strategy for managing the subvariant BA5. Dr. Fauci on Fox News.
I don't mean to scare people or to get people feel they have to dramatically alter their lives or do anything with mandating a thing like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making use of the available interventions that we have.
This morning, there are just under 91,000 COVID cases in America. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. President Biden landed in Israel this morning for the start of his first trip to the region since taking office. The trip will include a visit to Saudi Arabia and a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Many Republicans are hopeful they can unseat Michigan's Governor Democrat Gretchen Whitmer in the November midterms.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Too much to talk about, folks. Way too much. It always is this way, but we do the best we can. I'm going to talk about how the red states fare versus blue states here. Now, later on, I think we should get into this Trump versus Musk little thing that's going on. And Donald Trump picked the fight. I don't get it. I don't understand why Trump would do it. But Trump, he called Elon Musk a fraud. I'm going to tell you, I applaud Elon Musk for what he did with this Twitter back out. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to give you my perspective on it, and I think it's the right perspective, especially with my business background. I think I understand it pretty thoroughly. Anyway, lots to discuss. Oh, you know what? Surveilling Hunter Biden. We just heard that the FBI is now surveilling him. They're trying to figure out what he's been doing. Really? It's taken this long to figure out that you need to be looking at this, the presidential crackhead? The White House crackhead? You're just, I don't know what clues you need to make you say the dude that likes prostitutes and hanging out with Russians and Chinese, the enemies of America, that you need to put somebody on him. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to folks at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. If you guys know of, well, you know what? We always want to get sponsors. I want a gold sponsor. I think gold is right now at its low. It's at a 9-month low, but it's still high. Look at what happened to crypto and look at what happened to gold, and you'll get an idea. And I used to have a gold sponsor. I had to get rid of them because when I switched to a new network, they wouldn't let me have them. Now they're okay, well, you can have your gold sponsor back. Well, my gold sponsor, sadly, he's in really ill health. So I got to find a gold sponsor. But I also want to find people that believe in my voice and say, Kevin, I want to help you. One of my buddies, we do his product that help you guys save on your meds, and it works. If you go to KevPerks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks, you can get your prescription drugs much cheaper. If you're paying $200-$300 a month for recurring stuff, I'm telling you, Jeff and his company will save you $100. All I'm telling you is, I don't know how much, it's $60 flat fee. So if you got $500 worth of meds, they might save you $500 minus $60, or they might save you $300, but it's money that should be in your pocket. Not Joe Biden's, not these pharmaceutical frauds that are out there. Go check it out. We used it. Up until the point that my father-in-law died, he was on it. Saved him literally $600 plus bucks a month. I'm not exaggerating it. I know exactly what it was. So check those things out. But there's a many, many other things we're involved in. We've got a program where we're acting as a Hillsdale feeder for at-risk kids. We're going into the inner city, grabbing these kids that would go to these indoctrination colleges, and we're getting them on the track to go to Hillsdale and learn a classical education, a conservative, classical, Christian-based education. What could be better?
Well, Kevin, it's only one kid.
How many have you done? Do you want to fractionally help one of these kids? Our program is $1,250. We get these kids on track, testing, prep, all this. It's seven tenets that they couldn't get for 10 times that. And we did it because a friend of mine who does the program said, I'm going to discount it for you guys so you can offer it to more kids. Because all he works with are
the frou-frou kids, the kids with lots of money.
So you can be a part of all these programs, folks, that we're doing. And my absolutely amazing marketing person, Angie Levine, can help you figure it out. She's redoing the website, making it easier, making sure all the buttons work. So be sure to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, folks, the numbers are in. Red states are winning in the post-Wu flu apocalypse. This economic realignment that they talked about, the Wall Street Journal is giving this report, and they said blue states are losing. The overall share of U.S. jobs in red states has jumped more than half a percentage point since February of 2020. And red states, as a group, have not only won back all their pandemic, scamdemic job losses, they've added around, you ready for the number? 341,000 more. Let me translate this for you. The red states who said to Joe Biden, you can go, you know, do whatever you want to yourself there, Joe. We're going to open up. We're going to do what we want to do. We're not following the CDC or the WHO guidance, and certainly not Fauci the fraud. And they are benefiting mightily. Not only have they made all their jobs back for all the people who may have lost businesses and what have you, they have created 341,000 more jobs. So think about it in another way, too. If you remove the red states, Joe Biden's scandemic-plagued economy would be far worse than those numbers show. He should be kissing the feet, anointing the feet with oil of Ron DeSantis and many other Republican governors. Governor Abbott of Texas and others. But what does he do? He criticizes them. Ron DeSantis is spreading the Wu flu. He's going to kill more people. And when it didn't happen, did they come back and congratulate him? We talked about it. There was one periodical that said, you know what? Maybe Ron DeSantis showed everybody that he's a little smarter than they are because he opened up Florida. He kept it open. And he didn't go for this nonsense. But most of them, he's killing people. Ron DeSantis, the death of these people is on your hands. The same people who say that won't credit Joe Biden with the death of 13 Marines in Afghanistan. They won't credit him with the death of all these people who are dying from getting this death poke that he forced on them because of the New World Order. That's not a conspiracy theory anymore, folks. People know it. Anyway, let's go back to these numbers. They said the blue states still face an ugly deficit of 1.3 million jobs lost as of May. To understand why, they write, look no further than New York, where the love gov, Andrew Cuomo, and Mayor Bill de Blasio's scamdemic policies, commercial shutdowns, mask and vaccine mandates, and school closures made it impossible to live and work in the Empire State. The same could be seen in California. Worse still, these policies continued long after the data showed their utter ineffectiveness in stopping the spread of this scam. So here's the net of it. Even when these guys knew that there was no danger from this disease, not to the degree that they were saying, that it was essentially a glorified flu bug, they still kept it up. They bailed out their pensions. They bailed out their unions. They bailed out the states that were bleeding because of incompetence of Democrats and big cities and all that. They bailed them out with your money from a scam. And that's why they kept it going. They go on to say this. And all this came on top of existing policies like sky-high taxes, miles of red tape for businesses that have been pushing people out of these states for years. So here's what the guy's really saying. On top of problems that are massive problems in these states, these people took Wu Flu and they compounded those problems. And they think everything's cool. They act as if it's all good. Gavin Newsom pretends that people want to live in California as he is a sucking sound can be heard in Tennessee of people leaving California and going where? To Florida. And Gavin Newsom has the nerve to run commercials in Florida saying, come to California, man. Well, I'll tax and live in daylight side of you. And I'll make sure you never want to live anywhere. I'll tax you even after you leave. Do you realize California taxes you after you leave? That's right. After you leave, these people want to tax you. It's Hotel California, in fact. You can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave. 6.3% population drop between July of 2020, July of 2021. New York City was among the biggest population shrinkers with a 3.5% decline. Red states saw big gains. I'm talking a 6.3% drop in population in blue states. That's what I meant to say. Red states, a big decline, big gains. Three of the fastest growing cities over that period in Texas, another three in Florida, another three in Idaho. People are doing anything to get out of these big cities and these states run by Democrats. They say that migration is paying off in big gains for the winning areas in terms of recouped jobs, general economic health. Another thing that you should be thinking about, Texas picked up congressional seats. California lost some. All these states where there's people are leaving saying to, you know, to heck with you and going to these other states, they're picking up congressional seats. Now, who are they putting in them? So they go on to say this. Florida, it should be noted, notched a record high budget surplus thanks in part to its pandemic realignment. Texas, meanwhile, has been breaking records every month since January with its increase in non-farm payrolls. These people aren't having any trouble finding people that want to work, people that are good paying jobs, etc. It's a simple formula, folks. But here's the reason why Democrats don't like it. I'm gonna sum it up for you, okay? You ready? Because it works. Democrats hate when things work. Because when it works, it doesn't allow for chaos. It doesn't allow for big government to step in and do damage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are talking about gun control, and Supreme Court justices get chased out of restaurants. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You guys heard the story. Justice Kavanaugh, people protesting, chase him out of a restaurant where he has to go out the back in fear for his life. And for Biden, it's no big deal. Go to their houses, protest, threaten to hurt them, threaten to kill them, no big deal. But let this be conservatives. And oh, woe are we. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Here's Jean-Pierre talking about protesting against SCOTUS judges.
People should be allowed to be able to do that.
In a restaurant.
If it's outside of a restaurant, if it's peaceful, for sure.
Really?
Peaceful protest. Your first question was intimidation.
So justice is because protesters do not agree with an opinion that they signed on to, have no right to privacy, is what you're saying.
But Peter, this is people have the right. This is what a democracy is. People have the right
to privacy.
Of course people have a right to privacy, but people also have a right to be able to protest peacefully. Peacefully, it's the intimidation and the violence that we condemn.
Peaceful protest, right? That's what Democrats are about. Peaceful protest. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Peaceful protest. Scalia gets shot at a baseball game. Peaceful protest. See, they accuse us all the time of the people that commit crimes against humanity, beating people up, you know, union thugs and all that, and you know, all of it. And who is it doing it? Union thugs beat up Ken Gladney in St. Louis. Who is it that acted as if the Trump supporters beat him up? Do I have to remind you who that was, Jussie Smollett? Exactly. And she kept saying peacefully protesting, not intimidation, not violence. Antifa and BLM, KKK, all Democrat, peaceful, nonviolent protest and protesters. This is amazing to me. And get this, Joe Biden actually did the unthinkable. He chastised the Supreme Court for their decision. Look, I know this is old news, but the bigger point is, there are certain things that are somewhat sacrosanct in a civilized society. I'm not talking about racist SCOTUS Democrat judges appointed by FDR and people like LBJ, these racist Democrats that put white nationalists and members of the KKK on the Supreme Court. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people who put level-headed folks. As much as, don't misunderstand me. Kagan, Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson, and what's her name? Sotomayor. These are the worst SCOTUS judges picks in ages. But you know what I do believe? I don't believe these people would want to make decisions that would, for example, like a Dred Scott decision. I think that as stupid as they are, the worst, honestly, probably three of the worst judges we could have picked, I still, and I'm going to leave some room for Kagan, because Justice Thomas likes her. But I'll tell you this, certainly two of the worst, and Sotomayor, it's not even a matter of guessing. I've looked at her rulings, and they're just stupid. But I don't think that they want people dead. I think they want to be protected. I think they would protect themselves and others. I think they would make those right decisions, even though we may disagree on some other things. But Joe Biden, the flake who appointed a SCOTUS judge who can't define woman, wants America to believe that the justices who cited insanity are questionable. Now, I concede Chief Justice Roberts is a bit of a maverick. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know where he's compromised or whatever. But the other five conservative SCOTUS judges use sanity in their decisions. I haven't liked all their decisions. Justice Thomas, I have. Justice Alito, for the most part, I have. And Justice Gorsuch, very close. But I haven't agreed with Kavanaugh. I stood up for him, lost my job for him. But I'll tell you this, I do believe he has the best interest of the nation, even when I think he's gotten it wrong. And for Joe Biden to come out and essentially call the Supreme Court out of control, that's what he said. And then in his executive order, he tried to bolster access to abortion in states that are banning it following the court's ruling to overturn this, what they call the constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that. But that's the way the Democrats did it. So Biden gets flanked by Kamala Harris, Health Secretary Xavier Becerra, And he rebuked the conservative majority on the court for what he calls stripping U.S. citizens of the fundamental right that he lied and said is protected by the Constitution. And he called it a right to privacy and health matters. That's how I just want you to understand the lexicon, how these people will massage something to make it fit their narrative. He specifically called out Justice Thomas, which by most people's standards would have made him a racist, right? If Donald Trump had called out Justice Thomas, even though they're both theoretically both Republicans, Justice Thomas doesn't think of himself as anything. He doesn't give himself a label. I know this. But they're both on the same side of these things. If Trump had said something against Clarence Thomas, you can bet the left would have called him a racist. But he called out Justice Thomas in concurring opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. And he says it would invite challenges to contraceptive access, gay marriage, and other issues. Anything the left could do to foment more division in this country. This ruling had nothing to do with gay marriage. It had nothing to do with us paying for contraceptives, which we shouldn't be paying for them anyway. If you want to get contraceptives, go get them. He says, what century are they in? He sounded incredulous, Joe Biden. He said he would veto any Republican-led effort to ban abortion nationwide. Republicans, there is no, at least that I'm aware of, there's no effort by Republicans to ban. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that are pro-life and they want to do that. But I'm saying what the Republicans have said all along is abortion should not be the law of the land. It should be a state's right. The government cannot blanketly say killing babies is okay. Can you? I mean, I want you to think about that as a nation. You say killing babies is okay. If you're a state like California and you want to come up with some lame brain stuff that says, you know what, I love killing minority babies, go for it. But don't make it the nation's law. But Joe Biden says, what century are they living in? I want you to understand, the guy who's stuck in the 1960s, who happily says publicly that he defended, he had segregationists as friends. The guy who still refers, I mean, he talks about black people like we're still in the civil rights movement. And he says they're stuck. What century are they in? This guy is so lost, it amazes me. He signed an executive order that promises to protect, quote, the safety of abortion patients and providers and access to the procedure through mobile clinics near the borders of states that restrict access to abortion. So now what they're going to do, they're going to set up Planned Parenthoods all along the borders of the states that restrict abortion. And I can't imagine what else they do. Probably set up a chicken shack. Come get your free chicken and your Kool-Aid, or you know, or watch some BET or some blaxploitation films, or maybe Tyler Perry will set up a movie there. I don't know. But Joe Biden, knowing the Democrats and what they'll decide to do to attract black people and Latinos, tacos and chitlins. You say the order also instructs the Department of Health and Human Services to issue a report within the next month detailing actions to safeguard medication abortion. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with somebody taking a pill and, you know, if this pill aborts a baby. There are many pills you could take that would kill a child. There's nothing we can do to stop people from that. Now, I know there are zealots out there, pro-life zealots, that say, we should ban the, you know, outlaw the day-after pill. You know, look, I'm not going to debate on that. That's for you guys to decide. I don't know what can a woman take to kill a baby? A lot of stuff. I'd rather they do something that has been medically proven than some of the other things that might happen. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.